Perhaps you have read the book that I wrote called Dreams and Visions and Stories of Faith. But one of my teachings in the book I call Mustard Seed Theology. Now, yesterday on the broadcast, we talked about the mustard seed and how that Jesus said that the mustard seed was a very small seed. He said, but they throw it out in the field, and it grows and becomes a big tree. So something that would seemingly be small and insignificant becomes something that becomes a blessing to the birds who come and they lodge in the tree. Mustard seed theology teaches that faith is something that is a process. In other words, in the story of Abraham, or Abram in the beginning, he was not a man of great faith. He was not the father of faith, as he was referred to later in his life. Matter of fact, he was a man who made some very serious mistakes when he was sent into the land of Canaan. First thing that happened, God sent a famine. Instead of consulting God and leaning on God and having faith to endure the famine, he ran off to Egypt, a place where God was not there with him. And now, I want to qualify that to say that God did watch out and protect them, but there was no dialogue between Abraham and God during the time that he was in Egypt, because that's not where he was supposed to be. But when he went back to Canaan, back to the same altar he had encountered God before, God began to speak to him about futuristic things. And there came that time when God challenged him to take his son that he loved so much, and that God had prophesied that he would have. He said, take that little boy and take him up on that mountain and sacrifice him to me. And in his obedience, there I would call him the father of faith, as God called him the father of faith. But it was a process. So mustard seed theology teaches us that faith is a process. And in the teaching that we're encountering this week is to say that growth is a process as well. And I made this statement in yesterday's broadcast that if something is healthy, it will grow. That's just a natural state of things. But the question is what is the definition of healthy? And different people would describe that as different ways. Put this challenge before my congregation at Freedom Road Christian Ministry, where I pastor here in Tallahassee. And I'm always intrigued by my congregation's responses to things when I challenge them with these type of questions. But one of the things that they told me, I asked them, I said, well, if a church is healthy, does that mean it's got a lot of money? And oh, they were very adamant about that. No, it doesn't have to do with money. And basically what it came down to from their definition was that it had to do with faithfulness. Faithfulness. In other words, listening to what God has to say and being responsive to God's word and acting accordingly, even if it required sacrifice. We see, that's all a part of if you're a farmer and you want your health or your crop to be healthy, there's going to be some sacrifice in order to get there. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.